Johnston.
The government fleshed out its measures to cushion the impact of the world financial crisis by unveiling its national anti-crisis plan. The plan, drawn up by its special team of advisers and costed at 41.5 billion crowns, was approved by ministers on Monday. Its main elements are cutting firms' social security costs, faster tax write-offs for equipment purchases, scrapping sales tax on new cars, and government guarantees for loans to small and mid-sized companies. Employees will pay lower social charges, have greater opportunities for retraining at work, but face being dismissed with 1 month's notice instead of two. The latest move should complement the first round of measures unveiled in December, but they still have to be passed by Parliament. Presenting the steps Wednesday, Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek said the overall package will give the economy a 180 billion crown, or around $7.8 billion stimulus, but will make a 74 billion crown hole in the budget. The boost represents 4.7% of gross domestic product.
The timing could not have been better or worse, with a crown taking a battering and shares plunging on the Prague Stock Exchange the day before the crisis plan presentation. Warnings from a top credit ratings company that banks which have made loans in Central Europe could be exposed to serious defaults on repayments sparked the damage. The crown fell to nearly 30 crowns per euro, a more than three-year low on Tuesday, and also dramatically weakened against the dollar. Some newspapers talked of a massacre after shares nosedived. The key PX index fell 6.8% to its lowest level since 2003, with banks among the biggest losers.
The once booming mortgage market has also been hard hit, according to January figures. The volume of home loans was down 44% compared with the same month a year earlier, Hypo Index, which monitors the Czech Republic's nine biggest lenders, reported. Analysts say business is down because banks are more choosy about their lending, and some buyers are waiting for prices to bottom out before they make their move. The mortgage market already began to slide last year, with the overall level of loans dropping to less than 4 billion euros from a record 5 billion euros in 2007.